Welcome to the How Games Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Grubb from GamesBeat.com. This is the show where I talk to people working in and around games and ask them, how does this business work? Is it all just cheating yourself and the game? New episodes come out when they're ready. On this episode, I speak with MegaDev co-founder Robert Marishik about the studio's Plitch game cheating service. This membership program does the work to bring back cheat codes into modern single-player video games by altering values inside of the game's memory. But Plitch is a premium subscription that is trying to thrive in the face of a negative perception against cheating. It's also trying to convince people that it's worth paying money for this sort of thing in a world with mods. I talked to Robert about overcoming those obstacles and convincing people that they won't get banned from their favorite games for trying to Plitch them. We'll get to all that and more right after this. First, thank you for listening. You can get more from me at GamesBeat.com. Support this show by going to Patreon.com/Jeff Grubb. That helps keep this show going. Everything you provide goes to that end, but it also gets you into the secret channels inside of the Discord, including the podcast producer's channel and industry secrets. So make that happen. All right. Let's do it. Let's get on with the show. Joining me now is Rob. Rob, go ahead and introduce yourself to all the listeners out there.
Hey there. I'm Rob. I'm 35 years old. I'm co-founder and CEO of MegaDev, and today called Plitch, and I'm happy to be here, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. So, I mean, let's start there. Let's start with MegaDev and Plitch. What is Plitch? And then we'll take it from there.
So Plitch is a game assistant software, as we like to call it. You know, let's be super honest. You can cheat with it. Yes, it's right. True, but it's built for single player only. So we have a very strong morality keeping up here. And Plitch is built to host thousands of games. In fact, right now we're nearing the 3,000th game trainer that we're making. You can install it on every PC and run it with basically any PC game that we have covered, no questions asked.
So, I've tried to use stuff like Cheat Engine a little bit. And is it similar to that? Like, where do you break apart from something like that?
Absolutely. It is very similar indeed. You know, Cheat Engine even has been the one major platform we've been developing Plitch on, or better said, in the early days, the so-called Mega Trainer on. The difference is, see, right. Plitch is built for Joe Regular. Cheat Engine is a very nerdy kind of program. Mm-hmm. Really have to know what you're doing in there. It's not like super easy to do. And it's for, you know, as I said, for you have to be an engineer to really use Cheat Engine, I kind of feel. Plitch is super easy. We have a strong UX that is intuitive, and you simply, you know, you download the software, you start it, you choose the game you want to play with Plitch, you hit the start button within Plitch, the game starts automatically, and you can right now as you go already unlock the first, you know, cheats that can help you make the game harder or easier, or, you know, just individualize your experience as you wish.
Well, and, you know, you use this word trainer, I've read that before. Like, I think I had downloaded a trainer for like GTA in the past or something like that. What does that mean? What is a trainer?
So the word trainer per se is a very old word, and it has been around since the first kind of this program. It describes a program. A game trainer is a program that lets you cheat a game, and it includes cheats that only work in the computer's memory. So when you think of cheats, you basically think of cheats that have been put in by developers and publishers, where, you know, you have to type in a certain word in games console, and then you have unlimited ammunition or whatever it is. A game trainer works by fiddling around with routines in the temporary memory of a PC. That's what a game trainer really is.
So it sounds like to do this for a lot of single player games and to make this process easy, that sounds like a lot of work for you. Is it difficult? Is it challenging to like keep up with all these games as they come out and as they get updated?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What you need to know, Jeff, that the main cost in our company is personnel, really, to keep up to date with all the games. Now, to build the initial set of cheats for a game isn't that hard at all. It's to build a basic set is not witchcraft. With a little bit of, you know, training, you can do pretty well. But we're having professionals that really get down into the codes, get their hands dirty, and really spend 10, 12 hours plus in a game to build a really kick-ass set of cheats. But the thing is, once this game gets patched, we have to basically redo most of the work in about 50% of the time. So we have a team of so-called trainer makers that build the initial set of cheats. And then we have a even larger team of so-called patchers. Their only job it is to come in to work every day, start their Steam account or whatever, you know, game platform accounts we have, check for new patches, update them, and then update glitch. So we have, you know, the patches done within 24 hours once they arrive. And that way we're covering up to 1,000 patches per month. And as far as we know from competition, they're about at 10% of that, which is, you know, as you can imagine, based on just the workload that we're trying to manage here.
Right. So then, you know, that brings me to the question, like, if it's expensive to pay personnel to do this stuff, how does the business model work for you all? How do you make money?
Well, we are selling subscriptions basically for the software. It's very similar to, you know, to like what you get when you get an Adobe Cloud or something like that for Photoshop. So basically you download Plitch and you have about 10% of the games we cover, 10% of the trainers for the games we cover are free. So we're talking about some, I think we're somewhere in 350 games or even more that are completely free. And then for every other game, about 1 to 5 cheats are free too. So you can just, you know, download the trainer and start working with Plitch and just see whether it works or not. And you can already, you know, just start individualizing your game. Now, of course, if you want to have the more cheats and the better ones, that's where the subscription model comes in. That's where we say, okay, look, you have to pay a you know, a minor price for a month, or for a 3-month tier or a 12-month tier, in order to use Plitch with as many games and as many cheats as you like. It's a, you know, pay once, get everything.
So, what's that been like trying to convince people that this is worth it? I would imagine there's like a certain audience out there that is like, I just want to play the game the hard way, or I am just going to see if I can find mods that do this stuff, or I am just going to try to figure out cheat engine. But I would imagine that you see a certain customer out there that's like, you know what? No, I just kind of want to have fun with this. And Plitch enables me to have even more fun with my games. Is that something you found by reaching out to customers and seeing if there's people out there that want to buy into this?
Actually, this kind of came from a history of Megadev. So what you need to know, I personally didn't invent Megadev and Plitch, but it was my co-founder, Christian. He started building his first trainers in 1998. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, he's been around, like, forever. And he started, you know, he founded Megadev as a hobby in 2001. And then just had it like a hobby side for another 12 years. And in 2012, he said, okay, I'm covering more and more games. And people ask me, you know, he had a small community, a small forum, you know, a couple of friends. Yeah, he came from the, you know, Sid Meier's Civilization game series. And he was quite well known in the boards there, you know, like fan boards and stuff like that. And he started, you know, just providing people with this cheat here, this cheat there. And then we have in Germany, we have a game that's called Fußball Manager. It's Football Manager in English. And that was his other big community where he was in. And then these games, they got their first patches. And so he started patching those games. And people were asking him, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? And he started charging money for it. At first, he started with donations. But very quickly, he established kind of like a membership system. And that's about right the time where I met him. Already back in those days, we knew that community that was asking for more cheats and patches, those weren't just, you know, the regular kiddies that, you know, that just like to fill around with their game and break it. Those are people who really loved the games they were playing, like the big Civilization series and Football Manager, but simply did not have time. They were asking for those cheats because they said, you know, I have a wife, I have two kids, I have a dog, whatever it is, and I don't have any time anymore, and the game doesn't have any built-in cheats, so can you provide me with some of that, this and that? And that hasn't changed up to date. Still, we love to say that our target group isn't a typical gamer. Our target group are the dads. You know, it really, we have more people older than 65 than we have customers younger than 25. You know, so the medium age is somewhere around 35, 40, something like that. They're mostly men, I have to admit, that have been gamers, lifelong gamers, and, you know, then they got a house, they got a mortgage, the car is broken, the dog has to be walked out, you know. Your teenage daughter wants to get into college, so you're thinking about how you're going to get that. And then you have 2 hours left every Saturday night for yourself. We can finally play the game you really, really wanted to. And goddamn, you're stuck in second level again. So what do you do? Yeah, you look, you go out and you're like, okay, there's got to be a cheat how to beat the boss.
Right.
And there you go. There's Plitch, and we're the friendly helper.
Yeah, I mean, the person you're describing is also, I would imagine, the person that grew up understanding that cheats were available for games. And whether that was either they were built in, like you said, by the dev, or whether it was something like GameShark, which probably works pretty similar to what you're describing, the way Plitch works, I would imagine, with like messing around with values inside RAM or something. Or like Game Genie. So like, these are people that'll be like, this is how I grew up gaming. I totally am like, this is a viable way for me to enjoy this. And now that I'm like busier than ever, like, why aren't these options available? Like, cheats aren't really built in the games anymore. It's those sort of things have all sort of turned into microtransactions. And so, having the other option being something that's like a modern day game genie kind of seems to make sense, I think, for a lot of people. Are you guys still focused very much on that audience, or are you trying to expand to new people who like might be new to this concept, but you think might embrace it?
So this is still core audience. We are trying to pivot to a little bit of a younger target group in marketing, because we know there's one thing you can't hold back, and that's people are going to get older. And everybody who's gaming right now, who is maybe saying, okay, I don't need Plitch right now. 5 years from today, life can look so different, right? So, and then he's going to remember, oh, look, those guys, those Plitch guys, I know them. Let's give this a shot. So that's one thing. And there's something else we discovered. So we are the only third-party software worldwide that actually makes the game harder too, if you like to. And because the cheats and routines that we build that make stuff easier, we just thought about, hey, wouldn't it be fun to give the dial a minus 10 too, so you can just make the game harder. And suddenly we had a couple of esport athletes approaching us. Hey, what can I do with Plitch? Can you do this and that cheat that would actually make my game harder? It's still a niche. It's very small. It makes about, sure, I don't know, somewhere about 3-4% of our customer base. But it's growing. And we see there's a market there because, you know, more and more gamers, young gamers, identify themselves with the skills that they have in gaming. And that being said, they want to improve themselves. And we give them a unique opportunity to practice any game in single player to become better. And I do believe that this could be another focus area for future expansion.
Let's talk a little bit about the way the thing works with the, you know, single player games. Would it work with a game that's like a single player game, but like is having a lot of contact with like the cloud, something that's like checking in with a server? I think there's some Assassin's Creed games that work that way, like Hitman games that work that way. I know they're mostly still running on your system. So would that enable Plitch to still work just fine with those kinds of games?
It truly depends on the game, but in general, yes. So first of all, I gotta put this one out there right now. We are gamers ourselves, everybody here. And there's nothing worse in the world than a cheater in multiplayer, right?
Right.
So when we started this company, we clearly said, look, if you are able to use Plitch in multiplayer, we're leaving the project right now. We do not support it at all. And with Plitch, when we rebranded and put out the new software, we integrate a one-of-a-kind firewall which detects game patterns and cuts off the game and Plitch and everything we do within the game from the outside of the world. So the game is not able to communicate to any online servers. This protects multiplayer, 100% protection for multiplayer, but also it protects from hacking online high scores, because whatever kind of high score you produce with Plitch in your single player game will not be transmitted to any kind of online server.
Well, that's very cool. Okay, so like when I see like Pac-Man Championship Edition, like DX, and they have like 9999999999, that's not Plitch doing that. That's them cheating in some other way, huh?
It cannot be Plitch. It simply cannot be. We're actively working on that. Actually, we have one guy in our team, one of our developers, has been accounted with this project with the firewall, and you know, developing the firewall further and further with about 2 to 3 man days per month. So you can be sure this thing's always up to date.
That's fascinating. I wasn't even considering that. You could like cheat in high score stuff, but it's clever the way you guys have already thought about that and are addressing that. What's next, or what are the challenges you're facing right now that you feel like, okay, we're going to overcome those soon? We have a plan in place to do that. Like, what is ahead of you in terms of challenges?
So one of the biggest challenges we're facing is not a technological one, but it's more like in the heads of people. Cheating has been outlawed basically the last couple of years. This has been due to a lot of misuse in multiplayer and stuff like that. What we talked about just a moment ago, right? And what we have to do, we're getting out there with a software and with a solution. We're saying, look, guys, yes, it's cheating. Let's be super honest about this. But right. It's cheating done right. It's cheating with strong morality behind it. It's cheating in a secure way, in a way where we can guarantee it will not affect your system. We will not spy your data at all. You can trust us. And cheating per se is not bad. You named it yourself, you know, the Game Genie, the Game Sharks, things like these, they were widely accepted back in the 90s. And we need to get this exception of what we do back into our potential customers' heads. That is a huge challenge, because you really, you know, you're fighting dragons here, and it's going to take some time.
No one plays Monopoly with the rules, right? The right rules. Everyone has their home rules, and everyone like thinks, and they just don't even know what the real rules are. Everyone thinks their home rules are the way the game's actually played. And so, and there's something lost in just not having that space to create your own version of the game. And a lot of that requires what we all now brand as just cheating, but a lot of it's just like, I want to build this game to me. I want to make this. Yeah. I want to take some ownership over the fun I'm having with this game. I paid money for it. Now let me do that. And that stuff, I think you're right. It's almost like a lost art. Like, it's a lost aspect of the fun that we have with games. And I find myself like, oh, I'm not going to cheat. I want to play it the way it was intended. But whenever I start installing mods, I don't have that same thought. And mods absolutely change the way the game works. And I think that cheats can still live in that same space as mods, and that's where you guys find like you're having that challenge, is convincing people that it's basically the same thing. People are just, it's just a branding issue, right?
Totally it is. If you would tell someone, hey, you can't put another carburetor on your car, people would look at you like, why right. can't I do it? What's wrong about this, right? Well, you know, why not do the same with your game? That's how I feel. It's about individualization. It's all about freedom, you know, to be a little, you know, looking from very high above, right? It's the freedom to do what you want to do. Why not do it in your PC games, right?
Right, exactly. You're talking to me. We're doing this, you know, sort of a conversation here where we're talking about Plitch, trying to say, hey, you know, think about this in a different way. Is there anything else you guys are working on to try to like accomplish that? Is it mostly just a marketing campaign?
No, indeed, we are working. You know, I talked about the young guys that want to have it harder, and that inspired us to actually create an eSport module that we're actively working on right now. We're developing it as we speak, and I strongly hope we're going to be done in 2021 still and release that. I don't want to put out too much of that, but it's going to be a kind of gamification of single-player eSport challenges. Be prepared to see some fun stuff coming around from Plitch in the next couple of months.
Yeah, there's been like a growth in like not trainers, but like training software that helps people like aim, like train their aiming and stuff like that. And I wonder if there's a space for that where maybe, you know, it, training your, like your aiming is one thing, but there's like a lot of other skills that would probably help people in games. And it could be kind of a fun thing to have sort of a battery of tests built on cheats with the different games. That could be pretty cool. Robert, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it. I really find this super, super interesting. It's the kind of thing where it's like, I do find myself just not embracing cheats in a way that I bet I would have a lot more fun with games if I just would. I guess the final thing would be like, is there any world in which you could see this stuff working on like consoles where like, yay, like just less downloaded software on the console? Probably not. Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft probably wouldn't be too happy about that, right?
The thing is, you know, it is a legal problem only. It's a licensing problem. So the right. way right now we're working on a Microsoft PC platform, which is an open platform, as you know. But once you... The very same technology can adapt to a PlayStation probably within a couple of weeks. But the system that we would be working on is proprietary to Sony then, and we have to ask Sony for permission. Now, right. I'm absolutely sure we can do that, but let's be honest, we're still a startup as we speak right now, so we need to show some more traction growth. We already have first contacts to Sony about it and talked to a couple of guys at like, you know, GDC in San Francisco 2 years ago or at Gamescom 2019. And they all said, look, what you guys do is super controversial. So show us some traction. Show us what you can do on a PC. Show us that there's an actual market. And then let's talk about, giving you a license for PlayStation, stuff like that. So we're getting there.
And you know what, you remind me of one more thing is those new Microsoft Store rules on the PC where you could bring your own, payment processing stuff and keep all of the money that you make. Are you guys thinking about putting like Plitch on the Microsoft Store to make it like more easy for more people to access?
Definitely. But basically, it's the same conversation. It's not like you are going to go and call Microsoft and be like, hey, I got a great product, go put it into your store. Same here. It's controversial of what we do, and
right.
the rebranding we talked about earlier, about getting the heads of people, hey, cheating's not bad per se, and let's talk about glitching your game, really.
Right.
We need to work on that. We're still, we're growing at an extremely fast pace, especially since we collected, a Series A funding round beginning of this year and end of last year. And I think with the pace we're getting right now and the traction, it's only a matter of time till we hit the sweet spot to really talk to right. the big guys in business.
Rob, again, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I'm going to try Plitch out for myself, and I'll probably talk about it on my other podcast. So if people are interested in that, but maybe have a conversation about that with all of them. Before we get out of here, Rob, you want to tell people how they can find Plitch, how they can download it, how they can get it?
Yeah, sure, of course. Just go to plitch.com, PLITCH.com. There's a huge download button. Go install it. It's free, totally free to install, to run. All you need to do is, register, and there's over 300 games you can already try it out for free. Just have fun with it. Also, Jeff, thank you for taking your time. It's been an honor talking to you, and I had a lot of fun Absolutely. Today. So happy to catch back up whenever you would like to.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Rob. Have a good one. Everybody listening, take care of yourself. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.